Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life.
This is the Scuba sea. Radio, the world's first radio show to work diving hour two.
Of course not.
CJ,
just stay
and
calm
Bubble
and
Boy
let the gentle
kind
relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Does it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
I understand him.
But you're drinking the same alcoholic concoction
I
that
speak
allows
Himmy.
You to interpret Bubble Boy.
Himmy-layin.
Yes. Oh, boy. All
from
right.
Titicaca.
We are going to talk about some diving now.
Sorry.
From somebody who's been diving like a diving fool all over the place. He had some travel issues a couple weeks ago, but he is fresh.
Who doesn't?
From Carriacou. No, he just got back from diving the island of Carriacou.
Carriacou.
Yeah. Do you know who that would be?
I do.
What do you mean you do?
I know who it is.
How do you know?
Of course.
Because how is that possible?
I heard you talking about it.
Oh, so you happen to know?
I was listening to The Correct Show.
Really?
He is a diver and a doctor, too. He's underwater in the ocean blue.
Well, not right now.
If he asks you for a sample of your pee,
huh?
Don't you know you'll be in surgery?
I don't think I checked him, but...
They call him...
Dr. Doug.
Yes. Call him Dr. Doug.
Call him Dr. Doug.
He's lubing up his stinking glove.
Call him Dr. Doug.
Yes, Dr. Doug is with us here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Doug, how are you, buddy? Welcome. How are you, buddy? Doug, are you there? Oh, gosh.
He's a heart surgeon, not a urologist.
Yes.
He heard that and he was like, nope, screw this.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or he thought this was a boating show of
something. But to be fair, it is crap like that that has got me kicked off every other radio show I've ever done.
Well, as it should. As it should.
Good God.
well, I thought we had Dr. Doug.
I'm here.
Oh, he is there. There he is. Okay.
I was listening to the song and watching CJ play the drums on the on
Facebook
the countertop
Live.
There.
Yes. Well, that could be distracting.
Uh-oh,
I could understand that.
Us.
Yeah, he's watching every move. I mean, he's a doctor. I thought he would be doing something more constructive, like saving a life. Like, hold on, guys.
Well, you got to give the guy some time off.
I'm doing chest compressions or something, you know? Yeah. Well, you just had a week and a half off. Is that right, Dr. Doug, or no?
Actually, I was kind of bopping back and forth. I had that trip where I was trying to get to the Bahamas that didn't pan out so well. And then I worked for several days and then flew down to Carriacou, the little island off the coast of Grenada. On Friday, and then came back late Wednesday night so I could be home to get the husband points for Valentine's Day on Thursday.
Right. Well, absolute necessity as divers
up.
With a better half. Yeah. Spoken truly like a single person right there. Jerry the Diver chimed in. But regardless, we do what we got to do. And but you were over in Carriacou, which I love that island. And you went over there and were doing some – did you actually – teach an instructor, or were you just doing a kiss rebreather thing with a diver out there, or what?
I was doing a little bit of both. There's a guy who owns Deeper Diving, who I think is the people you dove with, Gary and Alex. Alex is his wife, if that's a woman,
mm-hmm.
that run Deeper Diving over there. They've been there about 7 years. So I had trained him. He had a Hollis semi-closed rebreather that he had been diving down there. I had a few of them. And when Hewish bought Hollis, they no longer support that semi-closed rebreather. So he was looking kind of for some options.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Young, who owns Kiss Rebreathers, has come up with a conversion kit to convert that semi-closed into a Kiss Rebreather. So I trained him on that initially back in the fall around in September, then around DEMA. And then I was going down this time to teach one of his staff on that unit. and then also get Gary himself certified as an actual one of the true KISS rebreathers, and so he can get his hours up to be a KISS instructor all the way around. So kind of a combination trip.
Excellent.
A little bit of fun, a little bit of training.
Yeah. Now, Carriacou, like you said, it's off the coast of Grenada. It's like a Grenada sister island, but it's definitely more rustic. It's an out-island type of experience. You take a little ferry, I assume. You took that little ferry from the mainland over to Carriacou. Is that right?
Yep. Gary had driven over, had caught the ferry over first thing in the morning and done some, you know, kind of shopping and some dealing with the government and so forth.
Yeah.
And then it's a car ferry now. So then we took the ferry back in the afternoon, and then I was there for a few days and then caught it back. And you're exactly right. Grenada, you know, has all of the upscale resorts and the sandals and all this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Carriacou is not that experience at all. It's a much more laid back, small bed and breakfasts, or, you know, small little cottages, and then local restaurants with local flair and so forth. In fact, he was telling me that the island was looking at bringing in a KFC, and the locals voted not to do that. They didn't want any kind of commercial type, you know, food kind of stuff. They'd rather just stay with just the local mom and pop stuff.
Yeah.
So it's actually a real fun kind of out island experience.
It is, yeah, and it's very beautiful. Matter of fact, when I was there years ago, they had just that, like earlier that summer, the folks from Corona had filmed their Corona beer commercial, that one where they take the beer bottle and change the TV channels.
Yeah.
Remember that commercial?
Oh, yeah.
Was really popular. Supposedly that was shot in Carriacou on one of the popular beaches that we were hanging out. They have some unbelievable beaches there on that island. And now I got to ask you, because a lot of great memories I have of Carriacou. And it really is one of those things you ought to go off the main island for a couple days at least and take a little run out there to do some of the diving. But one of the things that we did on our surface interval is they took us over to this beach island, its own little like sand spit island. They had massive hermit crabs. I mean, like the size of a softball, these hermit crabs were huge. And we had hermit crab races. And then we sat there and covered ourselves in mud and muck that they said it's like the crabs like digest all this stuff. And it creates this special spa mud that they use in the, like you mentioned, sandals on the mainland and stuff. This is supposedly they go over to Carriacou to this one place where the crabs have digested all this stuff, where it has like this, and they use it as like a high-end spa treatment.
So locals are laughing uncontrollably.
Yeah, you basically covered yourself in crab poop.
Crab poo, yeah, exactly.
Hermit poo crab bath. Poop.
It's very dark, very, very, very black mud.
You're a sad man.
But
sad.
People pay hundreds of dollars to have a crab poo spa treatment. Did they pitch you on this, Dr. Doug, or did you hear about
it? No, I passed on that. I just stayed with the diving while I was there.
Okay.
Good
well,
call.
Next time, see, something to add to the list. I'm
exactly.
He's a smart man.
No,
he's
no.
Educated, Greg.
I'm telling you, this people pay big money for this kind of a
people are
treatment.
Stupid.
I mean, look at my skin.
So are you.
My cheeks. If you look at my, still to this day, my
they're
cheeks,
pasty white.
Yeah, but they look like the butt
scarred
cheeks of a baby, a little baby. See?
You do have that poo glow.
I think we should move
baby
on. Right?
Yeah, probably. So let's talk about the diving.
Estelle Getty comes to mind.
You know, that was just one of those experiences that we had when we were on Carriacou. But the diving was spectacular because it is less, you know, inhabited area. There's very little diving impact, let alone just people impact, because it's such a kind of a remote place to get to. And it's really not hard to get to, actually.
But no, it was about a three-hour flight from Miami into Grenada. And then it's just, you can catch a flight on SVG St. Vincent Grenadines airline. Mm-hmm. You can fly over like a 20-minute flight, or you can take the ferry.
Yeah.
So either it's very easy to get to back and forth. And like you said, the diving is spectacular. It's kind of like what the rest of the Caribbean used to look like 20 or 30 years ago, but it's because there's been very little impact.
Right.
So it's just covered with lots of healthy corals, tons and tons of fish, a lot more fish, you know, just the sheer biomass of the reefs and stuff than you see in most places in the Caribbean. We even had – I was interested. We had eagle rays on every single day.
Nice.
Which is kind of nice. Did not see any turtles this particular time. There's a place that they have turtle nesting, like there was leatherback season, but we did not get over to there because of the winds.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we had nurse sharks and eels and eagle rays and stingrays and all the usual kind of tropicals. lots of neat, lots of different type of dives. Nothing is real deep. It's really great for recreational diving. The deepest we got maybe was 100 feet once. Mm-hmm. Most of it's kind of 60 to 80 foot bottom. So there's no real issues with, you know, deep stuff for beginner divers or just recreational divers in general.
Well, great stuff on the rebreathers, too. I imagine you just did really long dives, did you?
Well, we were going to, but the issue is with their boat. What we opted to do instead was if the recreational group went one direction, we just went the other direction, and we just kind of dropped in early and stayed late. So we were doing kind of between hour and hour and a half kind of dives, those kind of numbers.
Got to love that. A lot of bottom time, quality dives, and then the boot. Next time, you got to just add the mud bath.
Exactly.
He sounds convinced. I think I sold him, guys. All right. Well, Dr. Doug, thanks for the report. We appreciate it. Get back to saving lives, okay?
Will do. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye now.
More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It's a symbiotic relationship. I'm a mighty great white shark lemon, and you are a remora clinging to me with your suction cup head. I give you a free ride, and in exchange, you eat my parasites.
Baby,
this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. And then we also got Captain Walty Martini, Jerry the Diver Guy, and Barry the Bunger connected via the web. So, Walt, let's start with him because we haven't had him on the show yet so far. I'm surprised you. Ah, yes. The perfect intro. There you go. As well as your. Well, are you hanging out at the Tiki Bar at the Gomez Hilton today, or are you inside? What are you doing there, Walt?
No, I was all set up at the Tiki Bar, and the bodegoed out on me, so
yes,
I moved everything inside, figuring I'd get a better shot. And then Jerry called me and said it's Source Connect, and I'm like, okay.
Well,
so
we were having some technical difficulties with the computers, today, so we had to switch our system around a little bit that we usually connect with. And but we got everybody now. But I'm surprised you're even there. I'm surprised you're not at the Miami International Boat Show, which is going on this weekend. Walt, did you decide?
Well, my buddy went down there, but I thought we were going to have some people show up at the house. And actually, the Dry Martini 2 is in the water right now.
It is.
Even up on the, ready to go.
Is it all ready? Do you got everything ready to do whatever you need to do to get over to like the Bahamas and stuff? Or you still got some more tweaking you're doing to your vessel?
The only thing that I'm waiting on is a sticker from the government. And I just got a text from them today, and they said it should be here within the next few days. Everything's completed. Mm-hmm. It's that entry in and out of the United States.
Right.
Global entry thing or whatever it is.
Yeah, you got to get your number or whatever for your vessel to make sure they don't think you're running something back and forth between the Bahamas and the U.S.
A rum runner.
Yeah.
I thought a human actually got that number to get in quicker.
Well, that's another one, but there's also one for the vessel, too, and I applied for it back in November, and then they had the government shutdown there in December or whenever it was.
Right.
And after that got back online, I called them, and they said, no, you're still in the queue.
You're in the pipeline. So, are we being invaded
submarine.
By subs?
No, it's a submarine chasing me around.
Is that you or is that Jerry the diver guy? Who's doing that?
I can't tell you, but it's not me.
I'm sweet and innocent.
Yeah. Who's doing that nonsense?
It's the Japs.
You think? They do that, I guess.
It's that Jacques Cousteau sub.
Yeah. Probably Barry.
It's that dog behind you.
Yes, well, exactly. As you can see, we're being invaded by Australian
That's
shepherds.
Captain Ramius.
That's Milo.
Here at headquarters. Yeah, get him the hell out of here.
He is.
Okay.
Get him out of here.
We're not supposed to have hairy things
He's
in
adorable.
The studio. It's not good
I
for
am,
the
I am
not.
In my miniature submarine checking out the ocean.
Ah, that's what you're doing.
Not supposed to eat or drink bugger. In the studio either, but that hasn't stopped
me. That's true. But
alcohol evaporates. It's good for your controls.
Yeah, and it's okay to be socially lubricated, which is what CJ and Bubble Boy are in charge of maintaining here in the studio. I'm the only sane person on this entire
group.
Greg,
why do you hate animals?
They're hairy, and we can't have hairy stuff. We're not supposed to have hairy stuff like, Barry's beard.
I can understand CJ, but what about Bubble Boy?
Yeah.
That's not a beard.
It's a wig. It's a rug.
That's dirt.
That's back hair. It worked its way around to the front.
That's kind of that gooey mess you find in the bottom of your pocket. Pants pocket, that little fuzzy.
That's gooey. Something's wrong.
There's a quarter in it for you.
Huh. Okay. Dear God. Okay. I didn't think it was that funny, but hey, whatever. There is some little tidbits that I want to share with everybody and get their thoughts on. Do you love seeing new stuff underwater as a diver?
Equipment or fishes?
Like
fishes.
What kind of new stuff?
Critters.
Oh,
definitely.
Yeah.
We were talking last week, a couple weeks ago, the Aqua Gypsy was talking about how to properly dive Blue Heron Bridge. And one of the things they see at Blue Heron Bridge in West Palm Beach are very rare critters sometimes.
Seahorses.
Cool crabs, seahorses, things like that are not, common everyday, critters that you would see on a typical dive in Florida. And just this particular location is known for having some pretty unique type dives with those type of animals and things. Well, it ends up in that regard, as far as seeing new stuff, plastics may end up being our friend if you like that kind of thing.
What?
Yeah. Because they're
You mean like fake boobs?
No. That's one of the that's two benefits. This is one.
Oh, that counts as two.
Yeah, I think it does.
Well, my boat's made out of plastic.
Well, true, but when it comes to the underwater marine life, we hear of all this
snorkels
negativity of as far as like plastics are in the ocean and it's getting into the fish and all this stuff.
Red Solo cups,
and I guess it's how you look at it, but. They're saying like since the Japan earthquake, when all that nuclear stuff you know, flushed into the oceans over there.
What is Godzilla?
This is not Jeopardy. This is not Jeopardy. Come on, Curly. You're killing me. So, so what we have here is that they're discovering new species of life that has been affected not just by the nuclear fallout of Japan.
What is Mothra?
But the but the plastics that have washed into the ocean as part of that flood and you know the tsunami and all that kind of stuff, all the trash has kind of worked its way into especially some of the crabs and kind of come up with new species of plastic crabs. I'm serious. I'm not making this up.
Crab stick.
Wait.
It's a crab stick.
Did I hear that right?
What's in that mug?
Alien crabs and fish are now being found around the world at like a crazy pace. Like, you know, it's bringing in. They're,
is that because of the nuclear fallout?
Well, they're not even saying it's the nuclear stuff as much as it's the plastics in the ocean. That, you know, we always hear all about the negative thing, the straws and stuff. Like, and I'm, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this is a good thing. I'm just saying it depends on how you look at it. The interesting part of it is evidently it's creating new species of crabs, like, in ways they never thought possible because these are basically, you know, like plastic.
So you probably don't want to eat those crabs.
No. If you cook them, are they going to set off the smoke alarms?
No, but they're microwave ready.
Oh,
I think
plastic crabs are hard to get rid of.
I don't think Greg's drinking a vanilla latte today.
No, I'm not.
It's those hairy
Mexican
things.
Mexican tequila. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. I'm just having the ultimate surface interval snack in between dives right now. You know what that is? This is a little diver's secret that only I, Greg, the Dive Master, know, and I'm willing to share with you now.
Chocolate-covered plastic crab.
You really were listening. I would have never guessed by the constant
Greg.
Comments and yeah. Yes, Barry the Bugger.
Plastic shark doo 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 doo. Plastic shark.
Damn you. All right, so no, it's actually, and on God's honest truth, you know, they say caffeine is kind of a good pick me up for diving. You don't want to drink too much of it, but having like a Coke or something, not really a bad thing.
Coke's bad.
Lobster poop.
These are dark chocolate espresso beans.
Oh, that'll get your heart rate going.
Wow. Yeah, baby! And I'm thinking these would be a great surface interval snack.
That would be.
You know, usually the dive industry, you know, you go on the dive boats down in Florida,
where do you get
fresh
those?
Pineapple.
I need to pick some up.
Oh, yummy.
I think they sell them at Starbucks.
Do they? They might. They probably
do. I think I've seen them there, yeah.
I didn't get these at Starbucks. I got them at
They're delicious, but man, my heart rate kicks up when I eat those.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want to eat those one on the surface interval. I want something to mellow it out.
This will be a good experiment, won't it?
I like fruit.
What? Well,
I
fruit
like pineapple.
Is good for you.
Whatever he can get.
It's just ridiculous.
Gets that salt water taste out of your mouth.
Taffy.
Well, pineapple, fresh cut pineapple or, you know, oranges and things like that. Mangoes, you know, when you're in the islands.
I mainly kept to myself.
Those little orange crackers with the peanut butter in between.
Not a big fan of those.
Oh, you pack away packages of those every time we dive.
Well, I do because they're there. You know, you eat it because it's there.
Never eat anything with cheese spelled with a Z.
You think? Is that just the law of CJ? Okay. All right, that and we'll dive a little bit more into these plastic crabs, clarify what we're talking about next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Get up. We're gone.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on. We got a plane to catch.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, hopped up on espresso beans, dark chocolate flavor. That was just a mention about the Maldives, by the way. And we are very close to announcing an Explore Adventures liveaboard trip to that part of the world. That hopefully will happen in the next week or two. So stand by, make a little mental note. And as soon as we share with you, maybe you might want to come with us. All right. Just to clarify on these mongoloid plastic lobsters that I was talking about.
What?
What? Well, I mean, they're all the plastic in the ocean and the radioactivity,
dear God,
are have fused together, create these monsters of the deep that they're saying. But it's not really... They're creating new species as much as the Japanese lobsters that have come off, that got washed off the coast and all the mixed with the plastic. They're hopping on board all this floating plastic in the ocean, and the Japanese species are scattering around the world at a record pace.
Oh,
and
so
it's
sorry.
Freaking out. Yeah.
So these are rafters that are coming in.
Yeah. So, off the coast of Hawaii, they're finding all these Japanese lobsters and or crabs and stuff. And they're going, hey, wait, that isn't supposed to be here. And,
Do they have a little flag with a rising sun on them?
Yeah, that was it. Is there a rising sun painted on the back of them?
Well, I don't think that's accurate.
No, they're all kamikazes.
Yeah. Okay. You're racist.
You can find
mongoloid
crabs in the next Avatar movie.
The Avatar broken movie. Thank you, Bubble Boy, for that. Yes. And it's going to be a hit. It will be...
it's I'll crap. Don't watch it.
I'll walk out on it.
It's going to be blockbuster. A blockbuster, I tell you.
Remember, Greg looks like James Cameron.
That's true. Or I should say, James Cameron looks like me.
Looks like Greg.
He is a handsome man. He is a very handsome man. Let's be real.
He is a powerful, attractive man.
Thank you. I will accept your compliment.
Sort of like Aquaman, huh?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Way to make it awkward. Way to make it awkward, Barry.
Aquaman skinny dipping in Lake Titicaca.
So the thing is, these crabs...
Sign Barry up.
It isn't necessarily creating new species. It's just scattering these crabs and fish and stuff across the planet because they're hitching rides on...
Part of their shell is... plastic?
Well, there is some of that where the crabs are, you get those crabs that are decorator crabs that'll stick things on their back to camouflage with the area, and they have found some that'll stick plastic on them.
Oh, wow. Like bedazzling.
Yeah. Bedazzling, right?
You can get cereal bowls out of them when they're done eating them.
What?
Mm. What is he talking about?
No, you eat the crab, and then you use the shell as your cereal bowl the next morning.
Okay, these crabs that we're talking about were infected with nuclear waste from the Japanese accident.
It's okay.
You know, I like to eat this the seafood. You ever eaten the seaweed salad? It has that green color to it.
Bury you first. Let us know.
It's delicious, but it's a lot greener than it used to be.
Barry has Aquaman on his brain.
Yeah, okay.
And so Greg has James Cameron on his.
Quit it! Like, yes, I would be in love with myself. Wait a minute. Okay. Anyway, the other news from an environmental swath of information, in Florida, we have had that red tide thing, and it got a lot of publicity, over the last, I don't know, year, really. Especially over in the Gulf, like Tampa, Sarasota, down that way.
It made its way all the way around to Cocoa Beach, Greg.
Yeah. Well, it did. Yeah, we have a combination on the east coast of Florida. We've had the green algae that they kind of can pinpoint that to runoff and stuff. But the red tide, which was the one that really got a lot of publicity, killing turtles and things like that on the west coast and the Gulf, looks like it's finally gone away. And you know, this was like they were saying, "Oh my God, the world is ending." You know, this red tide
is that what
dolphins,
made red
turtles.
Hulk?
You know what? I think you are incorrect, sir. But when it comes to environmental things, they still don't understand what caused this red tide.
What is gamma radiation?
It could be that. Yeah, but we don't really know. But you know, a lot of people are saying, "Hey, this is the end of the world." You know, this is all the oceans are dying and stuff. But the reality is, with the red tide, even this latest round that we dealt with, which lasted like 16 months, they said, was not the longest one we've had in the last 10 years. So we've, you know, this has been going on for years and years. And matter of fact, I think it got it documented like over 100 years ago. There's been these algae or red tide blooms, especially in the Gulf, that happen periodically. And then there's a big fish kill off, and you know, they got all this dead fish on the beach and all this kind of stuff. And they can't figure out what is really causing it. It's probably a combination.
I think it's all the little Funko Pop characters that Japan's spitting out.
It's that crap.
Unlikely.
Crab poo.
No, it was happening long before that happened.
Okay.
You know, and that was the thing. When you get the mainstream media out there reporting about this red tide in Florida, they were saying like, "Oh my gosh, see, here's another reason. This is climate change. This is da-da-da, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, wait a minute. I was over on the west coast of Florida 25 years ago, and we had red tide things every once in a while, and it'd smell funky, and it wasn't, you know, they'd give you a warning like, "Hey, don't go out on the beach because you might, if you have any kind of respiratory issues."
Oh, it burns.
Yeah, it smells bad, first off. You wouldn't want to really be around there if you didn't have to. And obviously, it's terrible for tourism. But the whole environmental side of it, you know, they're saying the sky is falling. Here's another example of global warming and blah, blah, blah. But the red tide thing has been going on for like 100 years or more.
Mother Nature's that time of the month.
But the question is it getting worse?
Well, we don't. Well, this latest bout, that's what everybody was saying, Barry.
It's not nice.
But the reality is the last one that we had a few years ago was worse than this one. So, okay. You know, when they sit there and cry, the sky is falling, and see, here's another example. You know, they have a tendency not to realize, like, hey, a few years ago this happened, and it actually lasts longer. So this one got all this news coverage from the standpoint of, like, here's your example. Yep, there you go. See, the planet is dying, and blah, blah, blah. And it actually wasn't as long as the one a few years ago. So, you know, I'm not saying that doesn't mean global warming is affecting it. I'm just saying, like, you got to take all this stuff and step back and look at the bigger picture and realize we don't really know what the answer is. But the good news is,
I don't even know if you pronounce it data or data.
Good point. Leave Curly to add total nonsense to the conversation, but I appreciate it.
Tomatoes.
So
tomato or tomato.
Yeah, but the good news is it's over. So they
both red,
and hopefully we'll be clear for you know, a few years before this happens again, and maybe they can get a, you know, an idea of what's causing this, because you don't want any fish to die, let alone manatees or dolphins or turtles, God forbid, you know.
No, but the ocean's our playground.
What about the plastic crabs?
What about them?
Can they die?
Well, I would imagine they would. The red tide would affect them just like anything else. I don't know.
So that's it's a blessing in disguise.
Between the plastic crabs and the red tide, they may become super crabs.
Well, they could. They very well could. They could come in from Japan.
And Aquaman will have to come and battle them.
Well,
right.
I think Aquaman passed away in the red tide.
No, he didn't.
No. No.
James Cameron. He's
Barry will shed tears over this. Don't, yeah,
stop that,
don't
Greg.
Do that.
You're going to make him cry.
No making fun of Aquaman.
Yeah. Okay. So you feel good that the red tide's over, though, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
Basically, that means the pool's open is what I'm saying. You know, so if you want to go diving in the Gulf, don't hold back. Now's the perfect time to go. The weather's great down here in Florida.
And the water's been warm.
Has it? How warm has it been?
77 degrees.
Wow, that's
in
not
February
bad.
Is warm.
That's too hot.
Yeah. Too hot.
That's too hot.
What are you talking about, Bubble Boy?
Yeah, Patrick Duffy's body will come washing ashore.
What?
The man from Atlantis?
Okay, yes.
Okay. The man, that was him?
That was a TV show in the 70s.
Yes. I didn't watch that. Never.
God, you call yourself a diver?
I do.
I wouldn't.
But but 77 degrees is actually is refreshing.
So you know.
It's still cool.
You know, it's in the 60s over at New Smyrna Beach.
60s?
Yeah, I'm going to the beach this Monday.
So you like the fact that it would
like
be in
cold
the
water.
Are you insane?
I love
cold
water.
Well, of course. You know when you say stuff out loud and you know the answer before you even say it? Why do I even bother?
Bougie day.
All right. More coming up. Stay close. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is better than porn. It's like porn and Shark Week combined.
He's got no legs to kick it with, and he's got no arms to swim with. But nonetheless, he is a scuba diver man, and he's doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man, doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man,
scuba diver man,
scuba diver man,
scuba diver man.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
Yeah, well, that may be, but don't hold it against me. Come on, you guys want, will ya?
Take it, Scooby-Doo.
All right, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm excited about Avatar 2 coming out and the diving influences that we will see on that blockbuster film, which by the way, it's still like over a year away or something, I think, before they release this thing. So it's going to be a ways.
Oh, but you're really excited if you're talking about it now.
Well, I am. Well, once again, as I said earlier,
because a fake flower might sort of look like a jellyfish.
Kate Winslet held her breath for 7.5 minutes for training for her role in Avatar 2. She's one of us. She said, "Duffy, yes. Where the hell were you?"
I enjoyed the first movie. It was amazing.
Okay.
With all those colors.
Right. See, tell them, Barry. Barry the Bugger knows.
Anybody that, little... that we know that's going to be on that show?
We do. Liz.
Oh, that's right. They weren't. They
that's
weren't
right. That's, we were having technical difficulties. It was just, CJ and Bubble Boy were giving me grief saying that, I thought that movie sucked. I don't want to see that. I'm like, guys.
I didn't see it.
It was a great movie.
I didn't see it. Bubble Boy saw it and he hated it.
See, the problem is, CJ, Liz. You have to get one of these little sugar cubes and have one of those before you see the movie.
What is he talking
about? Why?
He's thinking about Naked Aquaman.
No.
Oh, okay.
Sugar cubes. What are you, what nonsense are you
spewing? Wait, what year did you grow up in?
Huh?
What are you talking about, Barry?
I grew up in one
I'm
year.
I'm a child of the 60s.
Okay.
So am All I. Right.
Forget it. I'm not going to try to explain
I was a love child.
All right. I think he's well, making some kind of psychedelic drug reference, which isn't appropriate for the kids listening right now. Barry, how dare you?
Don't eat the brown acid, Barry. Don't eat the brown acid.
Give me enough! No. All right, so Avatar 2, Kate Winslet is going to be in this, evidently, and she held her breath for 7.5 minutes training for her role in this kind of thing. And Barry, back me up. Like, there was a lot of influence in Avatar from the ocean with all the critters
and
all the jellyfish type things that they had on the world of Pandora and all this kind of stuff. And like,
I forget what you call those little they stick on the coral and they look like little flowers, but if you get too close they kind of pull back in. Christmas tree worms. Yeah, you saw those floating around. It was beautiful.
See? It was beautiful.
I could not be less interested.
Really? Even if now that you know there's all this underwater influence on
Influence.
Avatar. I can't believe you've never
seen the real ocean and see real stuff.
Well, yeah, but if you watch the movie Avatar and go, oh my gosh, that's what I saw in my last dive. That's
well,
kind of
if
a
she,
cool
if she's
connection.
Learning how to hold her breath, then there's going to be underwater parts of this time.
I would think so. And I had heard that, but I'm not positive.
But it won't be called water. It'll be some other form of liquid, like blood milk.
Okay. Wow.
It's strawberry.
That would be interesting.
Pussers. Who wants to see Kate Winslet swimming around in bloody milk?
Ew.
Sounds like
not a, this diver.
Sounds like a blockbuster to me. That's
no,
it.
That was a little off-air reference there.
Okay.
We were talking about bloody milk for some reason.
Yeah, that makes no sense. I don't get
Just
it.
Just put some chocolate in it.
Hmm. Well, anyway... you could look at it like
Moving
that,
or
the fact that Starting you're swimming around in fish urine, which is basically what
do. Is Kate Winslet your celebrity crush?
No, not at all. I could care less.
And why? Yeah, why? Who cares?
No, she just went up a notch or two on my respect meter because she trained as a free diver for that role. She obviously has some diving
Because she can hold her breath longer than Greg can.
Well, this is true. But I bet I can hold my breath longer than anybody right now as part of our crew. How long can you hold your breath, CJ?
Timed it. I don't hold my breath.
All right,
why would
you're a loser. Barry?
If you eat a burrito, I can hold my breath forever.
That's a lie. Bubble Boy, have you ever timed it?
I can hold my breath for about 3.5 minutes.
According to who?
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, what do you mean? But did you
Let's
ever
try that out right
did
now?
You time this before? Have you done this?
That was when I was really young. I would say I was probably like 15 or 16.
You did a little
timed
thing
in the pool.
You did. You did a little apnea type of thing.
It's almost
thing,
like going to sleep. You're almost like,
oh, he's so special.
It doesn't count if you black out, does it?
If you have to be resuscitated,
it
doesn't count.
It was only 2 inches of water, but we still drown.
Sounds
right. You know who could probably hold their breath a long time would be Walt E. Martini. Captain Walt, what do you think? Can you hold your breath?
The dive guide can definitely. I thought the whole purpose of this was breathe normally, never hold your breath.
Yeah, well, that's Greg. True.
Well, no, I'm talking about free diving. So, you know, I went through a class, an entry-level free diving class, and in the training, I got up to 3 minutes and 7 seconds. And I was pretty shocked that I was able to do that. And it's really not that hard once you get the proper training and how to do it and that kind of thing. And so that's my record And I bet I could do longer, but 7.5 minutes, that's impressive.
That's crazy.
Well,
that's
well isn't story the urge, and he's sticking to it.
Greg, isn't the urge to breathe caused by too much CO2 building up in you?
Sure, we can go with that excuse. Or the fact that you're going to die! And, you know, that's what your brain is screaming at you, and you have to kind of fight that off a little bit. But still, 7.5 minutes. That's impressive, Kate Winslet. My respects to you. Yeah,
you're paying your respects.
Yeah, she's earned my respect. All right. Anyway, we'll wrap it up on that disturbing note before security and bodyguards start coming up and asking us to keep a certain distance away from these people. Till next time, plastic remember, crack. It's always better. Wear gang.
Sweater.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.